Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. The last episode, we talked about how Jesse was getting ready to get on a plane to head to DC with Silas for his eighth grade trip. Well, they are back home. And I say they because I have both Silas and Jesse in studio today, and they're going to tell us about their trip. So this was Jesse's second trip to get to chaperone to DC. And Jesse, it's your third high school trip that you chaperoned. So we should start there.
Wait, just a second. I got to count. Is it their third?
Yes, because you went to Florida with Caitlin.
Okay.
And you went to DC with Catherine. So now you've done one trip with all of them.
No. Those were two middle school trips.
Cat was in eighth grade.
Okay.
DC was in eighth grade. So no, I've only gone on one high school trip.
I think I said school trip.
No, you said high school.
Okay.
They're ganging up on me, guys. This is not good. We're already starting with the gang up going on. What I was going to ask is, I hadn't realized that you went with each of the kids on a school trip and got to chaperone. That was really cool. I will try not to be jealous of the fact that I have gone on no school trips, but I'm going to make it up. Silas, we already said, I'm going to do some of his high school trips. So yeah, he better pick
and
something cool.
They've got
cool.
Some exciting destinations.
I get to pick. I'm going to get to pick, I think. So how was it compared to Catherine's eighth grade DC trip? Like, let's start there. Do you remember that trip? And how was this trip? Was it very similar?
No. That trip, we drove in a bus the whole way. This was so much better because we flew.
And it was your first time to fly Southwest, correct?
No.
You've flown Southwest before?
I have.
Okay. Because you guys came back just raving about Southwest.
Yeah.
And Silas won some Southwest money. Tell us about that.
The vouchers. We were doing like musical things. So like,
the vibe is definitely different than other airlines. And so they did trivia in the Nashville airport.
Were they doing it for
just
everyone?
In the gate? No, yeah. Just in our gate.
But was it mostly just people from your school?
It was like 20 other people from other than our school.
Did anyone not from your school win?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bro, there were some ladies that knew everything.
It was really funny.
But how much did you win?
$100.
That's pretty good.
$2 $50 gift vouchers.
Did
just
you have
one? Just one? I thought it was two.
No, because it was, I think it was like Snoopy or something.
I don't remember.
That you guessed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you get to go on another trip. That's the smart thing. The smart thing is that they
if
only
they
give,
get found.
Oh, you lost them.
He threw it out.
You didn't tell me this part.
Yeah, I think you put it in my, because they look like boarding passes.
Ah.
So I think that they might have got tossed.
So they just printed them out? Is that how it was?
Oh. And they didn't have your name on it or anything like that.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. You guys were, I got the real truth out of it. Now I was thinking, oh, we get to go on another trip. But
you.
Hey, I had to stay home with three little children. I got to stay home with three little children.
Yeah, that's better.
And so you flew instead of driving. So that was better. And I also think then that allowed you to have a shorter trip. Mm-hmm. It was a shorter trip because I feel like the last trip was almost a week. It felt like it was longer than this one was only 5 days.
Correct.
And then also, I felt like when you guys got there, you hit the ground running.
Oh,
and you
we
were just the whole entire time. And then until you went to the airport, you were just going, 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 going. So what were, I'll ask you, Jesse, for two of your highlights, and then I'll ask Silas, what were two of your highlights from the trip?
Being able to meet and know Silas's class better. Was one highlight. I mean, that was one that I really appreciated it with in Catherine's as well. But I I have to say Arlington. We went to Arlington and they laid a wreath. A couple of students were chosen to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. So that was a lot of fun. That was something we hadn't experienced before.
Because we've gone to Arlington and we've gone to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and it started pouring rain. So I feel like we got a little bit of a different experience than usual because they cleared out the place and then we were sopping wet and had to travel back on the metro while we were sopping wet. I remember that. And I remember the weather changed. It was really warm and then all of a sudden then it was super cold because it had gotten so wet. Okay, so your two highlights of this trip.
Definitely because we're separated in two classes. So the room that I was in, I had two people from each class.
So you got to be with people that you usually don't get to spend a lot of time with.
Yeah. And then like seeing everybody in class perspectives. And then either the Tuesday, which was the Bible Museum, Museum of the Bible, or plus the Holocaust Museum, or the 9/11 Pentagon Memorial with all the benches leading outward if it was with the plane or inward if it was to the Pentagon.
Oh, okay. So tell me more about that because I've never been to that memorial.
It was, so they had it all in age order from youngest to oldest. And it would go, if it was facing left, it would be that they died on the plane. If it was facing right, that means that they died in office.
And how many people died at the Pentagon on 9/11?
I think it was 158 combined with the plane and the Pentagon.
And it was really interesting. We didn't know that we would have the opportunity, but there was somebody there that was actually in the Pentagon at that time that it was hit. And he came in, out and spoke with us.
Mm. And so were there children then?
It was, yes. So technically they were children. I think the latest date was 96, because I think the child was 4.
There was a family.
That was on the plane, I'm assuming, because I'm assuming no one in the Pentagon would have been a child.
They were going to Disney.
So then you didn't go to the Holocaust Museum the same day as that. I mean, that sounds heavy, no. And I know the Holocaust Museum was pretty heavy as well. So
yeah, we were in the Holocaust Museum, I think for 2 hours. And then I think we went lunch and then we went to the Museum of the Bible for another like 2.5 hours. So it was very like heavy. And then it turned like light because like the Bible Museum, the start of it is a very good beginning of the Bible where I think whenever you went, I never really got to hear about it, but I had never been before. And it was very cool to see the entrance is like the beginning of the Bible and the Torah and stuff like that.
I actually have not gone, but I went to Israel with Museum of the Bible, and they showed us a lot of the artifacts and told us a lot of things that they were bringing from Israel for Museum of the Bible. It wasn't even opened yet when I went, and it was kind of a publicity sort of thing for Museum of the Bible because they brought a bunch of influencers over to Israel, showed them all of these things that they were doing in preparation for opening. So I only saw pictures and videos and heard about it and then saw, like, we got to go places and see the different Torah scrolls and things, artifacts, things that they were bringing over to Museum of the Bible, but I've actually never been. You have been to Museum of the Bible before. Yes, so I really want to go.
It would be interesting just to have you go and then compare what it is now versus what they said that it was going to be like, because I've heard that it's not at all what they had originally thought they were going to be able to do.
Yeah. Did you have iPads when you went through it? Because they told us, it said that you would have an iPad and it would kind of be like how you used to have, you would go through something and you have a, you know, headset or something like that.
You know, honestly, I think that technology has grown so quickly since that time period. I think that probably what's available now is far ahead what they would have dreamed. Mm-hmm.
So the Holocaust Museum, I want to go back to that. You went, we all went whenever you were young, but you were very little. And I remember at that point, I think, were you 7?
I was 7.
and you were very tired because we'd been, I don't remember what all we'd been doing that day.
I think it was Arlington we did before. It was either...
A lot of walking.
Yeah, we had done a lot of walking. And so you were very tired. I think it was in the afternoon. And so Dad and Catherine, Caitlin really spent a lot of time, and you and I just kind of went ahead and went quickly. And also you were seven, so there was a lot that I didn't really think you were ready to see and stuff. So you remember it, Dad said, but was it like you remember, or was there so much more than you remember?
The only thing I actually remembered in the room and the whole entire museum was a pitch black, pitch white room. That's the only thing.
Pitch white.
Yeah.
Completely white.
Completely white.
So you didn't remember it then?
No, really? I didn't remember it. So it was cool to go back because all that stuff, all of that I thought was new.
Mm.
And then I asked him and he said, no, all of this was here whenever you went before. And I don't remember it at all.
So what was really impactful to you about it?
I think the coolest part was being able to see the, like, you know, the picture wall.
Mm-hmm.
The walkway, being able to see all those photos of Germany, like before all the Holocaust and everything like that, and like being able to see how happy everybody was, and then like in a span of like 1 or 2 years, everything just being wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you go there, they give you a person that you're the person, mm-hmm. and you kind of follow their life mm-hmm. through. I just thought that was really, I want to go back whenever I can really spend the time to take it in. I went to, in Israel, we went to, what was the place
Yad
called?
Vashem.
And I feel like that was a pretty well done Holocaust memorial because have the room that has all of the notebooks, that has all of the names that they have and of the 6 million people.
Mm-hmm.
In a room, and just to see the enormity of that is very just unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And so do they have anything at the Holocaust Museum that kind of shows you to take in how many people died in the Holocaust?
Not that I remember, but they definitely have, they've got a couple different displays, different rooms filled with pictures of people from like one area,
mm-hmm.
and to really humanizes the event. They also have a display. I don't know if you remember with the shoes. That yes. was not there. They did not have the shoes there. It was gone. It was,
was that
the display?
Did that
was
used
empty.
To be there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was wondering if they had the shoes display. Cause
yeah.
So, what of all of DC? So you went to Arlington, you went to the Holocaust Museum, you went to Museum of the Bible. Where else did you go?
Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was really interesting.
Because that was the day that it was going to be the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
So they were really shutting things down for that.
We were the last tour before they shut down the Capitol grounds in order to get ready for the State of the Union. And that was what, noon?
Yeah, and we saw the Speaker of the House, too.
Yeah, he walked right through the group.
Same height as me.
Were there other congressmen?
Yes, and with their families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, saw a lot of kids going into the chamber.
If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for, and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it, and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service, and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing. You go on their website, and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style, and you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is, maybe you're looking for casual clothes, I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for, and then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer.
So you went to the Capitol. Where else did you go?
White House Visitor Center?
Went to the White House Visitor Center.
Could you get up close to the White House? Because the last few times we've been, I feel like the very first time we went, you could go right up to the fence really close. And then the last few times we've gone, you had to be much further out. You could not get close to the White House.
Depends on which side you're on.
Okay.
So when we went, it was closer. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the back side. And then the other side by the ellipse is a little bit further away, and the White House actually looks pretty small in comparison.
Okay.
And we went, so with that, the White House, I have a photo of me right next to the fence, so for that. And then we went to the Smithsonian, we went to the Air and Space Museum, and did we go to the American Museum?
We went to...
Which other one? We went to two. Air and Space and...
The Natural History Museum. That's what it was. History. Yep.
You've been to Air and Space before, but had you...
It was newly renovated.
Oh, okay.
Half of it was shut down.
Yeah. So the part where like all the planes and stuff are, that was all taken off because I guess they're adding more stuff to it.
So you couldn't see any of the planes, like Wilbur Norville Wright's plane you didn't get to
that
see?
That one was there.
Okay.
But I had already seen that. So it was like, that's one thing I remember is the Air and Space Museum.
And Natural History Museum, what do they have there?
A bunch of animals.
A lot of taxidermy animals. And
okay. And then didn't you go to Ford's Theater or something?
We did go into Ford's Theater this time. We did not go into the house across the street where Lincoln eventually died. That was a little bit disappointing. The Ford's Theater was disappointing, but I did not realize the Ford's Theater is an active theater.
Yeah.
So they were preparing the stage for a show later in the week. We didn't go back and see the presidential box. We saw it from a distance.
I was close to it.
You were close to it. And then there wasn't a historian giving details.
In some of the places
they just let
you
sit down and...
Were there historians giving details in some of the places?
We, in the Capitol, we had like headphones, like what you were saying, and we had just one person speaking to us.
Okay.
Tour guide.
Because it was tour. Okay. So was there anything that was surprising to you about the trip?
I was upset we weren't allowed to go to the White House.
Was there a plan that you possibly were going to get to?
We were allowed, so there were a certain amount of people that got accepted to go inside the White House. And during that time that they gave us, I guess we were at Arlington, so we couldn't go.
Was there anything for you that was disappointing or surprising?
No. No, I enjoyed it. It was, and we also went to Gettysburg. We drove to Gettysburg. Oh, that was a two-hour drive. That was disappointing.
Yeah.
Because
we weren't allowed to go. Our tour guide was, like, not that good. So, like...
There was a lot that I knew that the tour guide totally missed.
Well, because you were kind of a Gettysburg
geek.
Walking almanac. Years ago,
but not, I mean, it was a little rainy. I mean, so we got quite the, and I know that there were some of the battlefield that was shut down.
Okay.
That we couldn't go to. So, that was a little bit disappointing.
You drove 2 hours there. How long were you at Gettysburg?
Two and a half hours. We had a tour.
The dinner was really good, though.
Yeah. We had a tour inside, and then we got the big, we went inside the big globe, I guess.
Visitor center. Visitor center was amazing.
Had you not been there before?
I hadn't been there before. I had, the one that I had remembered that we had gone to was a lot smaller and was not very impressed with it at that, but that was like 20 years ago. So yeah, I was really impressed by what they did.
I could tell whenever you're at Gettysburg, because you were sending lots of texts and lots of pictures. So I could tell you were enjoying, I think it was the nostalgia of your childhood because you had gone there with your family and then you guys watched the Gettysburg movie. I don't even know how many times. That was one of your very favorites. And the Gettysburg soundtrack, you listened to it all the time. Yeah. So that was something that you introduced me to. So there's just a lot of memories wrapped up in that place for you. So I think it was...
Well, DC too.
Yes. So... Overall, as you look back on the trip, what are your takeaways? Like, what did you learn from the experience? What are you taking with you for the future?
I just enjoyed being there with Silas.
Oh, that's very sweet. Now, you did send me a text, so I was a little concerned because I was home with the three younger children and Catherine was here with me, which she was a huge help, but you had sent... Every day you were sending all these texts and I could just tell you were having the time of your life because you love DC. That's just, it's your happy place. You just love DC. And then finally on the last day you said, I'm so ready to come home. And I was very glad to get that text.
You just
said that you have been with teen boys.
It's fun.
For a very long time and you were ready to come home.
And I was ready to come home.
Okay. So your takeaway was, you loved being with Silas, and you want to go back.
That's a surprise.
What? That I love being with you?
Yes.
Silas, what were your takeaways?
I want to go back with just our family because I feel like I wasn't able to get a lot after like the third day because I was so worn out with like we would get back. And I wanted more time in our hotel rooms because I feel like...
So that you could call people?
No, okay. so we could talk more like as a...
In process? Were you processing it or were you just being with
14-year-old boys talking?
No, we were processing some of it and then like other people were just sharing other stuff.
about how to get the security guard to get up.
No, that was just last night. That was just the last night.
So you'd like to go back as a family. I was thinking, well, you're supposed to go to your baseball camp in Virginia. And we talked about in the summer and we talked about going to DC, but you're going to be at your baseball camp. So we probably are going to go to DC, but maybe we can figure out how we can. No, dad came home from DC and said he wants the whole family to go to your baseball camp. And so that we can go to be DC, but so you'll have to think about just like, you'll have to think about what you really want to go back to and do so that we can make sure that we can plan that. So you get that.
Right. Cause one place we went to that you've never been to was Mount Vernon.
Oh, you didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Yes.
That was really interesting. It's more of just a living history and being able to tour the house and the grounds. And
Cause they still have the gardens and things like that. Correct.
Yep. Okay. They work it.
So Silas, your takeaway is you want to go back, and any particular place for sure you want to go back to? You said the Holocaust Museum?
I don't know. I enjoyed the Holocaust Museum. I think I got a lot out of it. I think probably the Museum of the Bible.
Okay. I really want to go to the Museum of the Bible, so we're going to have to make that happen because I've heard so much about it, and I just really want to finally get to go after I've heard so much about it. Well, I'm so glad that you guys got to have this trip, have this memory together before Silas enters into high school. And I hope that I get eventually to go on one of these trips, but I'm glad that you got to go with each of our older kids. And I appreciate Silas, you coming on the podcast and sharing your experience. You didn't know that was going to be required after going on this trip, but
this is basically the speech that I'm going to have to do next year.
Yes. Well, so once you hit high school, when you do the Week Without Walls trips, you have to do a speech about it. You have to write a speech and give a speech. Then they have a contest. But for middle school, you don't have to do a speech?
No.
Oh, that's nice. You just get to go on. Well, I'm so glad that you guys got to have this experience. And I feel like it's one of those things that you'll probably carry with you for years to come. I know you have brought up your trip with Catherine to DC many, many times, and your trip with Caitlin. And those are just kind of these marker points of just getting to not only get to know her classmates, their classmates well, but also just having that time together. And so I'm grateful that you got that and look forward to going back to DC, hopefully this summer. Well,
and one thing that I really appreciate, I mean, you were able to keep the home fires here burning, but we don't have any additional children at our house.
When you came back.
When I came back. So thank you. Thank you for not bringing in any other babies.
We have, when Catherine went to Suriname, that was whenever we got our first foster placement. So while she was there, when she ended up getting stuck in Suriname because of COVID and they shut the borders, she was only stuck for a few days, but it's still an interesting experience. But we send her pictures like, this is your new foster brother. And then whenever you were with Caitlin on her trip, we said yes to David. So you came home to another baby. So I told you before you left on this trip that I would try really hard not to bring in a new baby. So didn't answer any of those foster calls. And just, no, our home is closed. They're actually not getting calls. But thanks for sharing. And I think next week or in 2 weeks, we're going to be hearing then from Caitlin, and she's going to be sharing about her experience in Southeast Asia. So I'm very excited, and I know many people are excited about that as well. I hope you enjoyed getting to hear from Silas and Jesse. That was Silas's one of his first times of getting to come on the podcast. He's done little things before, but I was excited for you to get to hear him and his deep voice as well. He's becoming this man. It's so weird to have this other man in my home now. He'll be 15 in May getting his learner's permit. But I wanted to close with telling you about something exciting that we have on our site that so many people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people are so excited about. And I didn't want you all to miss out. So we have a brand new free product called the Simplified Home Checklist. And these are designed to help you live life more simply, keep your home more organized,
and be able to check things off. There's just something that feels so fulfilling of checking things off a list. So I put together what would be the things that you should do or would want to do every single day to keep your home organized and clean. Not perfectly clean, not perfectly organized, but simple things to help you keep your home more organized and clean. And so there is a checklist that is daily, weekly, and then monthly and quarterly and annual. So it sounds a little bit more complicated than it is. It's very simple. But we did one set of checklists for people who are home most of the time and one set of checklists for people who are not at home most of the time, because we know that there are a lot of women who work outside the home, or you volunteer, or you are just running children around every which way most of your day. And so we wanted to acknowledge and help you to feel seen as well, because so often products like this can be more geared for someone who is staying home most of the time. So you get both sets of checklist when you go to the link that'll be in the show notes to download them completely free. All you need to do is type in your name and your email address and we'll send them right to you and you can download them. I recommend that you put them in a page protector or laminate them, and then you can just use a dry erase marker to check off what you do. Stick it on your fridge or your bathroom wall or someplace you're going to see often. And I hope that it just really helps you to keep your life more organized, saves your sanity, saves you time, and that just helps you to feel a little bit more freedom in your life and to live just a little bit more intentionally. And these are, I'll tell you a secret, we've got a big product that's coming out really, really soon that I'll tell you about, but these are kind of teeing up for that. And if you need extra motivation, I just started a brand new Instagram account and it's called Crystal Is Cleaning, at Crystal Is Cleaning on Instagram. And I'm doing a daily mission every single weekday, a simple 15 or so minute mission for you, where I show you how I'm cleaning in my house and then challenge you to clean that area of your house as well. So that's on Instagram. I'd love for you to follow me there and then go to the show notes for the link to download the simplified home checklist.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.